Now boarding, the official boarding area podcast would like to welcome aboard all listeners. This nonstop service includes interviews, reviews, and insights from our talented crew of bloggers. Episode number 18 is now boarding.
Joining Captain Ed Pizza in the cockpit on today's episode is Kevin Marshall from the blog Economy Class and Beyond. Make sure those tray tables are stowed, your seats are in the upright position. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast, where we talk shop with the best minds in travel. Whether you're looking to get to Orlando or Australia, we've got you covered and everything in between. Our guest this week is Kevin Marshall from the Economy Class and Beyond blog. But before we bring Kevin on, I want to take a quick moment to ask you to help us out by subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening, such as Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. There should be a little button in there to subscribe. And when you subscribe, you'll get access to our show for free as soon as we publish a new episode. We'd also love it if you'd leave us a rating and a comment in the platform where you listen, such as Apple Podcasts. We read all of your comments, and by subscribing and rating the podcast, you're helping us reach out to more listeners. We love doing that. Without further ado, I want to bring Kevin on. I've known Kevin for a number of years, including through the transition of the name of his blog, which we'll get to in just a bit. But Kevin has taken an overseas trip to pop up in the U.S. to record with me here, although still remotely. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm good, thank you, Ed. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. You're a little jet-lagged, I assume?
Oh, yes. I'm doing fine. To travel.
Jet lag, I think, is something that we just sort of learn to live with. People ask me, how I handle my travel, and my general answer is I'm just always tired.
Badly is my normal answer. Badly. Sleep when I can, get on with it, and power through the day when I can. Plenty of water is my biggest trick as well.
Oh, water is just a huge, huge thing for travel. I can't emphasize that enough. Thanks a bunch for being on with us. You are usually anchored over in Europe, aren't you?
I'm based in Birmingham, United Kingdom, although you can find me across Europe, Asia, and the Americas. So I do travel when I can.
And that's a great segue into figuring out how you got started down the road of travel.
So many years ago, I started traveling when I was young, about 3 years old, actually. So my father worked overseas. He was working on a shipping line in Asia. So obviously, as part of my travel routine as a child, it was not unusual for me to jump on a plane with my parents, my mother, and went off to Asia to meet my father on the ship. Obviously, I got sea legs at that point. Obviously, I got over my fear of going up on a plane. We all have to at some point. In my 10s to 20s, it was mainly European travel. So I started learning what my parents encouraged me to learn more about Europe. So trips to France, West Germany, as it was then, because at that point, Germany was a different country.
Yep.
Belgium. All those, Western Europe was a great focus on our travel when I was growing up, especially since I tried to pick up some German at school and failed miserably, like most of my contemporaries. In my 20s, it was a lot quieter. I was settling down. I did university. Obviously, that cuts out. And when you're on a university shoestring budget, it cuts out a lot of your budget. Even trips abroad were rare. These days, 30s, things changed. And my love of travel reaffirmed. Started off a trip to Cologne, a trip to Frankfurt, and to Dublin with Ryanair. God, O'Reilly, I still remember that today. Ryanair does weird things to you. But it started reaffirming my love of travel. And in my 30s and 40s, I've been racking up the miles, be it in economy class, be it in premium, business, and on the rare occasion, even first. That's rare.
From Ryanair to first class and everything in between.
It encompasses what the blog name actually means, economy class and beyond, because it's nice to, whilst we all look at the first-class product and dream about the first-class product, there's much more than the first-class product, and that's what I try and introduce on the blog. as well as a few other things.
Yeah, I agree. There is a bunch there, and I'm actually taking my first Ryanair flight here shortly. So I'll get my first experience with the love-hate relationship that most people have with them.
Pro tips: read the luggage rules, obey the luggage rules, pay for priority boarding, and bring sunglasses. You'll need them. That yellow interior does weird things to you at 8 p.m. at night.
So when you were younger and you used to hop on planes to go to Asia to visit your father, how long were those trips? How long were you normally gone for?
Those are weeks and months in some respects. Weeks and months. So it was actually quite a long distance, long haul trips for a little kid like me at that point in time.
Wow.
So that was airlines like Thai Air. It was airlines like Singapore Airlines. And this is not in the low cost era that is today. This is when economy class was technically a full service. It was the full service bag.
No, I was going to ask, because with all that travel, that would have been a lot of expense for your family.
It was, but then again, when the shipping line also pays, it helps.
Ah, so the shipping lines would pay for you guys to come visit.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah, that's my father traveled for a living, but was always home within the span of a week. I couldn't imagine him being gone for weeks or months at a time.
It's interesting that. It was an interesting experience learning that when I was very young. Still remember some of the experiences. Remember some of the tantrums I used to have before departing. Still remember some, but I just have different tantrums when I depart these days. When I realise, what have I forgotten to pack this week?
Yeah, it's also that stuff's a lot more readily available if you forget it on your trip nowadays.
Thankfully.
So, how long have you been blogging?
I've been writing since 2008. So in 2008, I had a trip to the USA. In the distant past, I used to write trips on Flytalk because it was a good outlet, good creative writing outlet for me. But I realised, like most people, they want more control. You want to talk about other things. So that's when I started blogging. And it was a trip to a friend. But that started touching me the elements of blogging. How to design, how to think, what sort of things I wanted to write on a blog. And one of the problems that a lot of bloggers do suffer with, me included still, is sometimes finding the voice that we want to have.
For sure.
And that's developed over time. The original blog, as some people might know, was called Ghetto IFE.
Still the greatest blog name ever, Ghetto IFE. I loved that name. I understood why you changed it, but I loved Ghetto IFE.
It was a fun name. That was related to, in 2008, 2009, 2007, we all know that in-flight entertainment systems, IFE systems, were primitive at best, should we say?
Mm-hmm.
Primitive, I'd say. My response to that, with limited content and limited everything. So my response was to stick an iPhone in a sick bag and watch my own content and mount it on the plane seat, which caused all sorts of fun on the plane. You don't know how much fun that caused. But it gave a point to my starting point in my writing. And I grew it out from there. So I started to understand a bit more about routes and networks. I started understanding a bit more about points and miles. And I started brunch, and as things went along, the blog changed. And that's when Economy Class and Beyond came in, which is a much more logical name and much less insulting to anyone with 5 mile radius.
Well, yeah, and if you were hopping on airplanes back in the 2008 era with an iPhone, that was fairly early on. There probably wouldn't have been a whole lot of them on the plane, because I think 2007 was when the first iPhones came out.
I was flying with an iPhone 3G. I remember flying on US Airways from Dublin. Yeah, we don't remember that. That trip still haunts me in some ways. But it got me BMI gold. So, and that's when I started learning. That's when I hit my first proper status within an airline. When British Midland International, BMI as we know it, as we all used to love it, was actually giving away status for near enough nothing. These days, getting status is harder. Sadly.
BMI, may she rest in peace. So many of us enjoyed her for so long. That's a good spot for us to step aside for our first break. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast with Kevin from Economy Class and Beyond. Hey, well, we're taking a break from the show. I wanted to tell you about a new travel podcast that one of my friends just launched. The We Travel There podcast covers a different destination each week in 30 minutes or less. The host, Lee Huffman, finds experts on each area and does a deep dive into each destination. We Travel There will help you find the best surfing spots on Oahu and the Penguin Parade in Melbourne, Australia. He's already covered a couple of my favorite places to visit, like Hong Kong and Vancouver. Find We Travel There on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you find great podcasts. Now, back to the show. Back for segment two with Kevin Marshall of Economy and Beyond. So, Kevin, you've been blogging for as long as I have, a decade. You're one of the longer in the tooth bloggers like I am, and there are definitely folks who have been blogging longer than us. What sort of topics are you an expert on? What should folks turn to you to get advice on when they need help for travel?
So these days, points and miles, people don't come to me. I'll be out the front. I'm not a points and miles expert. I know bits and bobs. I know about my own program, which is British Airways Avios. But there are other subjects I've worked to. So I work these days in three core topics, and they're called passenger intelligence, passenger experience, and aircraft interiors and seating. So passenger intelligence, what's that? That's all about knowing about the routes, knowing about aircraft. When you're redeeming miles, when you're spending or when you're earning miles, it's nice to know what sort of aircraft you're going to be on, what sort, where it's going. So that's what I give you in terms, give my readers in passenger intelligence terms. In terms of passenger experience, it's a big word that's used a lot more these days in the industry.
No doubt.
And that's basically everything from the moment you enter the airport, through security, through to the secure area, onto the plane, up in the sky, down, through the exit point, and out of the airport door. And I cover everything in that these days, and that's a very big field. The other thing is aircraft interiors. One of the things over a few years I've started to slide into is the actual interior of the aircraft. So I work with various suppliers. I'm talking to Recaro quite a lot these days. I'm talking to Stellar Aerospace. I'm talking to the people who actually deliver the seats that you sit on, the Wi-Fi systems. I'm talking to Gogo, I'm talking to Inmarsat, I'm talking to Viasat. I'm talking to a lot more people about the interior of the plane and what that delivers to the passenger experience. And ultimately, what this information is for my readers, I hope, they can translate that and they go, I want to redeem on that route, airline A, to route B on this aircraft and have these features on. So it all ties together nicely, is the plan.
It does, and I'll loop back to passenger experience for a second, what we hear referred very frequently in the lingo of PAX-X. But I don't think that you can really understate how important knowing about passenger experience is today, in that there's so many different planes flying with so many different options for customers. When I first started traveling, things were quite similar with the rollout of new premium economy cabins on some of the U.S. carriers, and then basic economy, and you know, how much do I pay for a bag, and what's included with this fare. You know, you mentioned to me about, you know, make sure I buy priority boarding with Ryanair. There's so much there for customers to learn, especially if they don't travel.
Especially for those who think that board that the travel experience is still the same as in 2008 or before that. It's just that you'll get red foil royally. You don't have to worry about things. Things are a little different, as we all know these days. So being forewarned is forearmed, I think, in a lot of situations. And by pulling together the passenger experience, understanding the passenger experience more and relaying that information out, I feel that helps those who are looking for flights and those who are considering the next flight. For example, do you want a flight with basic economy, 17-inch seating? Or would you go for another airline that flies the same route that might have an 18-inch cross seat with 32-inch pitch? It's a question that you have to find out and you have to do some research on. Thankfully, there are people like me who do some of the research for you.
I agree, and I think that the booking engines that are out there, you know, Google Flights, Expedia, Travelocity, those folks, they do an okay job on certain things, whether a bag might be included in a fare or not. But I think there are many elements that they just don't have quite the detail that an uninformed customer needs to know when they want to choose between a couple of airlines they might never have heard of.
Mm-hmm. And it's this is where people ask me, what does Airline X do, Airline C do? And I will dig around, I'll find out who makes their seats, I'll find out if they've got Wi-Fi on board, because Wi-Fi on board seems to be the utility everyone wants these days. And if it's decent Wi-Fi some days, I'll do some digging and we'll find out what they are doing. That's a major innovation in the industry these days. There is a lot of industry innovation cramming more people in the plane, as we can see. For example, when Boeing released their 787 Dreamliner, they designed it for 8-across seating in the back, 4-across seating in the front. We all know what happened there, don't we? They stuck 9-across in the back, they stuck 5-across in the front, and everyone will be comfy. So there are changes in the industry, and whilst the measurement seat pitch is starting to vanish slightly and moving to passenger space, seat pitch is going to be around for quite a long time.
Yeah, I would agree.
Especially on those tight economy seats.
Yep. No, I would agree. We're seeing a lot more seats on the same size planes. And so how they measure and where they measure is critically important, especially if you're not a tiny person. You don't even have to be big nowadays to be uncomfortable. You can be a normal sized person and feel very uncomfortable in some of the coach seats that are out there.
But it's far too easy. There are some good solutions out there, but there are also some very bad solutions.
Yes, I would agree. So is most of your travel nowadays for work or for pleasure?
It's most of mine's pleasure. So I'm in America seeing some friends this weekend. I have a bit of business travel, so I go to Hamburg once a year to go and see an interior show. Mm-hmm. I've been over to Boston on business this year, thankfully, thanks to a kind sponsor. But a lot of mine's personal travel because I just want to explore the world. It's great fun. As a health service, and as I work for the National Health Service in the UK, I'm an IT engineer. I'm a nerd by trade.
I think most of us are nerds by trade in this world.
So I support systems. I support systems that don't make help doctors and nurses deliver the care to patients.
And what other than Boston and then the current Chicago trip, where are some other fun places you've been to lately?
Fun places. I ended up in San Francisco this year, so I did my summer tier point run. So I needed my end of year BA miles. So I thought San Francisco would be a fun place to end up. I ended up via Dublin, via New York, and San Francisco for the weekend, which was fun. Mm.
Yeah.
Especially when you get a nice premium seat as well, even better.
Yes.
Makes that sort of mileage run or tier point run a lot easier to handle as opposed to being stuck in the back of the coach.
I agree that being up near the front of the plane, as we like to say, the pointy end of the plane, it's a lot easier to handle those long trips. We like to say when you get on board a wide body, the best bet is to turn left or to turn around.
Yeah.
We're going to turn our way out to our last break. We'll be back to finish up with some lightning questions with Kevin and wrap up this week's show. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast. The Now Boarding Podcast is brought to you in part by Norwegian Air. Norwegian is one of the fastest growing airlines in the world. The low-cost carrier is based in Europe and continues to connect cities that have never been connected before. Their most recent flights include nonstop service from Florida to Rome, Madrid, and Stockholm. They've also launched new service from Montreal to the Caribbean and from the Toronto area to Dublin. With a fleet of brand new 787 and 737 MAX airplanes, they're making the world affordable for thousands of travelers. And we're back for our final segment with Kevin Marshall from Economy Class and Beyond. I keep wanting to say Ghetto IFE. I have to stop myself every time. As long as you blog, Kevin, I will always have in the back of my mind Ghetto IFE.
Ghetto IFE still works.
All right. Well, let's get to some lightning questions. First off, one of the coolest destinations you've ever visited.
It's got to be Tokyo. I enjoy my trips to Tokyo and Japan in general. It's everything you dream it to be and everything it isn't. It's a wonderful place to explore.
It is. It was one of the first international trips I took, first Asia trips I took. In fact, I think it was my first trip to Asia. Love it. And I'm a little bit bummed now that the new Tsukiji Fish Market is open. I'm sure I'll go see it, but boy, I really enjoyed going to visit the original Tsukiji Fish Market.
Of course. That's a shame, but changing, unfortunately, is the nature of the world, as I say.
It certainly is. All right, so we've got a unique answer for your next one based on what you told me before we started recording. What's your favorite credit card?
Oh, this is a fun one. I don't have a points credit card at the minute. It makes me a bad travel blogger.
I love it. Yes, you are breaking all the rules.
Well, the thing is, I have a not a great relationship with Amex still. I have a good relationship, but not a good one. The UK credit card markets are very different. 5,000 point markups or 10, 20,000 points, it's a lot less in the UK. And unless you know what you're shopping for, you're going to be stung quite hard. For me, there are a couple of credit cards I'm eyeing up in the UK market. Obviously, if I was to say them, the UK Financial Conduct Authority would be on me like a ton of bricks, so therefore I won't mention any credit cards or transactions. The law, as we all know, is a pain in the what's it.
It sure is. All right, favorite airline?
Favorite airlines. Across the alliances, within Star Alliance, it's a very big toss-up, but it's ASEAN of Korea, which is a very different choice. I had some great trips to Korea with them, had my first class experience with them, with me as the first class passenger and no one else.
Wonderful.
I've had great business class with them, consistently excellent. In terms of Star Alliance, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to say Qatar Airways. I'm going to say Finnair.
Oh.
Finnair is a great little airline. Very customer-focused. They're great at maximizing revenue, but they're also great at the passenger experience. They know how to nail it from nose to tail. So as far as I'm concerned, my favorite on one mild airline is Finnair. In terms of SkyTeam, I'm not a SkyTeam flyer, unfortunately, so I can't give you advice. And the airlines I don't like, we won't talk about. It's that yellow-blue airline that flies out of Ireland and across Europe.
Yeah, I've met with the Finnair folks a couple of times. I just haven't been able to get on one of their planes. I am eager to give them a try at some point.
I do have a flight with them this week, long haul in the economy, so I'm looking forward to writing about that.
All right, favorite hotel chain?
Divided by two again. In terms of comfort, it's Hyatt. Love Hyatt, and I'm at my hotel on a lovely Hyatt bed. Gorgeous. But the points tarting me, loves IH Intercontinental Group. Their ambassador program is very hard to beat, especially with free night voucher and some point earning opportunities you can get out of IHG still even today.
Yeah, I think the magic formula for IHG is being able to utilize some of the wonderful properties they have that are outside of the U.S., whereas much of what's in the U.S. still lags behind some of those excellent properties overseas.
I would agree. There are some decent properties in the U.S., but there are the majority of the great ones definitely abroad.
Yeah, I would agree. There are a handful of decent ones, but I think the other problem, too, is the quality varies still so much in the U.S. It's gotten closer with them throwing out a lot of properties, but still, overseas are where the gems are in IHG. All right, and lastly, to wrap up, what's given all the travel, gosh, going all the way back to being 3 years old and hopping on planes to go visit your dad in Asia when he worked for shipping companies, what's one place you still haven't managed to get to that's on your bucket list?
Vietnam's on my list at the minute. There's a place with a lot of interest, a lot of interesting history, and a lot of places to explore. So I'm looking forward to that sometime in the future. Won't be next year, maybe a couple of years down the line. But it's going to be planned. It's going to be a great little adventure. And if there's a cheap Qatar Airways fare, I may be gone.
You just never know with Qatar which way they're going to turn. But cheap airfare is definitely something to see.
You don't know. They are an interesting airline.
They certainly are. I've only had the chance to fly them a couple of times. But I did enjoy their product, business class, thankfully, on long-haul flights.
Great seats, especially on 787 and on the 850.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for spending some time with me, helping reach out to our listeners and tell them more about Economy Class and Beyond. And, of course, Ghetto IFE. I really appreciate you spending a few moments with us. When you're not hanging out with me on the podcast or jetting back and forth between Europe and the US, where can folks find you?
You can find me initially on the blog, on Boarding Area, at economyclassandbeyond.com. You can find me, I'm most active on Twitter. You can find me as Economy Beyond on Twitter. I also use the same handle, Economy Beyond, on Instagram for all your visual posts. So you'll find me on those three platforms. I'm pretty active. And there's normally at least one post a day on the blog. Lots of stuff on the Twitter feed, from travel through to daily life to whatever I'm writing about. And Instagram, you'll find lots of pictures of coffee, planes, and food. And maybe cats occasionally.
Wonderful. Well, I can certainly vouch for the fact that Kevin is a great follow on Twitter. We definitely have our fair share of fun conversations back and forth. And it was great to catch up with Kevin and talk about economy class and beyond. We still have over 50 boarding area bloggers to catch up with, so there's plenty more to come. If you have questions for any of your favorite boarding area bloggers, be sure to drop me a line. My email address is ed@pizzainmotion.com, and you can find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all @pizzainmotion. Until next week, I'll be hunting for cool places to travel. We'll see you soon. The Now Boarding Podcast is brought to you in part by No Jet Lag. Don't let jet lag get you down. There are flight crews, sports teams, and business executives all around the world that sing the praises of No Jet Lag. No Jet Lag is the leader in jet lag management for the last 25 years. Don't let jet lag spoil your next trip. Visit nojetlag.com to get yours today.